Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. This is Dove Knight. I don't like bringing up this stuff, you know, the Insanity series. Here's the next one, but it's criminal. Real life of what I experienced at my home. You know, living here, an area where, well, you know, where there's porn or area where they make porn. I'm not into porn. I never will be, you know. The reason why I bring this up is that neighbors in my building, criminals in my area, these include reportedly, these is gossip, okay? Clients at the San Fernando Center, the whole team, these are criminal homeless. They live at, I told you, Havenhurst. I wish they wasn't on Havenhurst and Sherman Way. Reportedly have violated my constitutional rights. I told you that these allegations. Now, you know, they come over here. They're people who I used to know. I think they're dangerous. So they're retaliating just because I didn't want to be known. I had to tell them they're, you know, the manager or something. You know, I really cannot believe what they're up to. The reason why I say this is because it's another allegation that they came over to my condo to commit ID theft and fraud. They said they're going to use my name and get me to commit fraud using my name so I pay if I sell my home in a year or two. So real estate fraud, and I talked to my real estate agent. They said they cannot. I need to, you know, just check everything when I sell my home because these people are dangerous. And because I do these podcasts, there's a retaliation. You know, as I said before, I thought these people were dangerous a long time ago. They could have found their own home, but they had 20 years. I don't deal with no homeless criminal who've been in jail or been in prison for a long time. I don't deal with criminals like that. These people, African-American, Latino, white, they come over, hang out at 16650 Sherman Way. Maybe they don't hang out there no more. I don't know. It targeted me simply because I put these on the podcast. I told them several times, you know, to keep away because I'm not their friend. I told them several times in a nice way to move on with their lives. I told them several times, and they got angry because they didn't want to be no counselor and so on. They're an evil human being. They should have go back to prison. They used their mental health as a crutch, and now I realize they own my home. They say I'm going to owe $600,000 to something I didn't, you know, and no part of. I didn't sign anything. They may have committed forgery and so on. When I bring up porn, they said they looked inside my bathroom, filming me using the bathroom and using it on porn. They do have porn artists in this building, and I don't want nothing to do with porn directly or indirectly, because for me, it's disgusting. I shouldn't go by allegations. But when I hear this, I realize it makes me so angry that these human beings are so worthless and dangerous. They went from struggling with their mental illness and self-esteem to try to target me because they're self-centered and evil. They're mentally ill and dangerous. Somebody needs to do something at that Hope Center for the homeless at 16650 Sherman Way near Havenhurst, because they keep coming over here. Or for this other person, I'm not going to work there or volunteer, or definitely not going to be in any way part of that center in this ever again. It was horrific. it is over. So they angry at me for saying that, and they gossip to press my buttons. They say they look at me using the bathroom. They're just going to make a video out of me using the bathroom. That is a criminal act. I am very concerned about these criminals installing or looking on the roof into the condo, like Unit 17 or Unit 20 or Unit 23 at this Cape Colony building. So they're retaliating. That's a crime was committed. If they commit, they think they're going to own my home, which is another situation that I had to deal with because it's going to be involving cops and the courts. I don't want to deal with no porn. That's how sick these people is. Either they make up stories or they're doing something, and I believe they might be. Also, you know, this woman had this conspiracy against me because she said conservatorship, that's never going to happen in this lifetime. You know, I'm too high functioning. I said I was too high functioning, but these are allegations. Okay? It's insane. But it is true. These people are so dangerous. They may use my ID, what they do, use my name on things. Oh, in the music industry, they may have gotten a contract using my name or identity theft. They said they used my name on something. I did not sign anything. I did not work with anybody to get 600 grand. I did not use no credit cards. I did not sign no contract. These criminals said that they think they own my property. They're going to put some girls and some people in my condo. That's not going to happen in this lifetime. The cops will be notified because I have alerted them about these allegations and privacy my buttons, but these people are sick. Again, the allegations are peeking into my condo on the second floor. Yes, it continues. In fact, the allegations were going on today. It's illegal. I mean, I don't know why they can't move on from 1995 or 2000, 1997. Or I don't know why they can't move from in the building, King Colony. I don't know why they can't move and just find another place. You know, being a pervert or retaliating against me simply because I don't want to work there or because you're jealous. I put it out in the open because there are dangerous people in this building and area. I have to sell the place. So they wait until I sell the place so they can send me a bill of 500, 600 grand a year. I don't want, you know, fraud, forgery, and ID theft and real estate fraud could get them locked up. And these mentally ill people in my building and those mentally ill people at Hope, they should have moved on. I'm not their friend. I consider them a dangerous criminals. Don't you, you know, they belong in prison. All they had to do was move on. They're not going to own or live here. And if they wait when I sell my home within a year or two, 5 years, if you send me a bill of something I didn't know, they're going to go to jail for fraud. Now, the peeping in my bathroom looking at me naked because they think I'm a celebrity. That's so sick. It is really sad that I had to deal with this on a daily basis. It's no excuse for what these criminals, mentally ill criminals, have done. There's no goodness with them. Keep repeating the same people over again 20 years ago. Keep repeating, oh, I disregard the past. Of course I'm going to disregard the past. They're dangerous, and they're bringing up something that's passé. Why are they over there? They're too dangerous. They're the reason why we must be careful about people who are criminals and who are mentally ill. They hurt people. Feeling sorry for themselves. They deserve prison. There's no feeling sorry. They cross the threshold of being a terrible human being until they stop. The guy in the building, the Latino, the Arab, or the whom, if allegations, or the white guy, or the black one, who had allegations had peeped in my bathroom, he committed a crime. If this is true, these are allegations that are being investigated by the police. So when I sell my home, I ain't going to pay nothing. I don't want to be able to say they're going to make a porn video or a back video, you know, like behind video from some porn site. They're going to get in a lot of trouble. It's got to change. It's got to change. Got to stop having these criminals come over here or live here doing things or saying things that are crazy. I just think they're making up stories. But if they are looking at me, they're going to prison. They belong in prison. They're disgusting human beings. And ID theft and real estate fraud, they do not own my place. Were they waiting for me to pay a whole bunch of money from some song that they got a contract committing fraud or ID theft? It ain't going to happen, or porn or whatever. It's disgusting. I apologize to the world or to people who I know directly about these insanity podcasts. But I had to do it because these people in my building are retaliating, and these people outside, they are dangerous Arab, Latin, Asian, black, African Americans, white human beings who targeted me for no reason, simply because of jealousy, trying to take my dreams away to be in the industry and law degree for self-centered motives, simply because I don't want to be no therapist or some crazy shit or because of their retaliation. They are very dangerous. And my home as it is might have been trespassed, but I need more evidence. I got to sell it. I got to sell it. They are, and then they say out their mouth, I'm going to bring that up, that they're going to sell my home on my behalf. That's not going to happen. That's illegal in L.A. County. I ain't going to let nobody sell my home on their behalf. So ID theft may have been committed, real estate fraud. They do not own my property. Peeping in my bathroom is against the law, or bedroom, but it may have happened. I don't want to deal with something with porn. Porn is nearby, you know, in Southern California. It grosses me out. But for them to make up stories like this, they got some serious mental problem that's insane. I had to talk about it because that's so insane and disgusting to try to press my buttons with lies and to make up stories on a constant basis for the last 19 years that they can't move on. Those mentally ill people from that San Fernando Center, they really have shown why they're dangerous. I don't want no part of that permanently. I ain't going to be no counselor. Cops need to be involved. Good day, good night from Dove Night.